Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 12th, 2023. And we're going to be looking at a very difficult subject, the me that is me. And I'll kind of explain this to you in this podcast as best I can. It is very important for people to understand, without a sense of third person, you cannot meditate. If I sit and just watch my breath as Greg, going back and forth and back and forth, I will eventually come to a place where I have to let Greg go, let him, as it were, disappear and no longer be the focus and the ideal of me as a human being, me as Gregory. With this in mind, as the practice of my meditation, all of a sudden, nothing appears. The essence of no thing, which means that a great beauty has entered into my consciousness, or I have entered into the consciousness of great beauty, would probably be a better phrase, more accurate. So when this happens, everything changes. Everything changes in my life because I no longer live my life from Gregory and his falderal and his mischief and his craziness. So I just sit and watch. The me is an illusion. The me that is the accumulation of Gregory is an illusion. It's a delusion. So Lane from San Francisco wrote me and asked me to answer this question in a podcast, which I'm doing. Who is this me? Now, Lane, there is the me that I call Gregory. He is the product of Ed and Jean, my mother and father. I incarnated into this body from many past lives to continue my work here on Earth. This is where it was appropriate for me. I have to accept that, understand that, be grateful for it, shall we say, cooperative, harmonic with it, harmonize with everything that I am working on. This Gregory that I speak of is a human being. He has his foibles, his flobbles, his likes, his dislikes, his prejudices. His mental acuity is attuned to survival because he lives in the human body and by the human body. So he has all of this stuff going on constantly. It is what I call his falderal or his mischief. And as that continues to be inside of him, I do not seek to change him. I do not seek to improve him. I seek to step away from him, to develop enough of a third person, the ability to step back meditatively and realize what he is about, what he is doing, what his life is all about, what he wants in his livingness, and I see what it is. Now, once this is realized, I mean truly realized within me, I no longer go there. I no longer live in that. I no longer do that. I step back from it. I do not engage in it in my daily life. Once this is truly realized, I mean truly realized, I see and recognize the futility of living from his genetic disposition. So the first me is genetic disposition based in human confines of my heritage. That's the first one. And then the second one is really not a me. It is the no me. It is the no thingness of me. It is the essence. This is hard for the human mind to wrap around. It can't understand it. There are some things in the spiritual practice that the human mind cannot understand. It has to be a direct experience. If I don't have that direct experience, if I'm not led to have that direct experience, if it is not an element of my living that is important to me, then, of course, it will never happen. And if it never happens, then I will only live in the confines of the acuity and the acuteness of Gregory, who is incompetent and does not want to do anything to reveal his lack, his incompetency. And then I will add unkindness to that, and that will be what predicates everything that I think, say, and do in this world. It will define me as a man, as a person. And that's what most people do. That's where they are. So with all that being said, and that was a lot being said, you begin to understand the nature of what's going on within you. You start to realize, this thing that he is talking about, this no thing, this me without a Gregory, in my case, can happen. And yes, it can. If it can happen to me, which it does, it did, it can happen to you. It can happen to anyone. It is a practice, and you must be at it all the time, 24/7. You must practice formal sit. You must also practice learning how to not talk to your mind, talk to your thoughts, have conversations with them. You must learn to step back from them. Now, when this occurs, or if this can occur in you, then something transformational begins to happen. You begin to no longer engage in the mischief of the you. You start to see what you is all about, or me is all about, I should really say. And that me is about all sorts of craziness. I mean, things that are disruptive to the way, the harmony, the love that lives within. Terrible things that Greg does to himself and then eventually to others without ever really regarding it as cruel or unkind. It's just the way people are. It's just the way life is. This is the pedestrian mentality, and we all possess a pedestrian mentality. So with all of this being said and done here, you start to realize what the ebb and the flow of your life is all about. And if you really want to step into a no me, a no you, a no anything, N-O, not K-N-O-W, but N-O. And a lot of people can't do it. It frightens them. It scares them. They think they're going to die or they're going to go crazy as if they're not already. There's a lot of superstition around all of this, but I'm telling you from a person who has been there, is there, practices it, loves it, as it were. I recognize exactly what it is. It is the definite meaning and substance of living. And if you want to do this, you must practice it, Lane. It is not something that can really be explained until it's explored within you. I have no other words for it. In Zen, it is something that is a Zenful moment, and a person either gets it or they don't. And there is no way the teacher, the master, can help you. He can just entertain you with insights, or he can introduce you to insights. He can maybe walk you through it. But in essence, it is a very, very simple procedure that anyone can do, but you have to have some courage and some heart. And I'm telling you, it is one of the most beautiful experiences of your life. And if you achieve it, if you practice it, it's well worth everything you sacrifice for it. And I hope that helps you. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me, as you always seem to, and I will be back on the air. And if you have a question, greg@aspire.org is my email, greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful day, and once again, forgive me, won't you? Please. Namaste.